We found the fungus among us. It was the youngest among us. But we can't be at ease. There's more disease and there's more evil than the boll weevil. Yeah, there's malaria in the area. And there's mosquitoes in my Fritos. And there's a lightning bug in the old fruit jug. Hear them knocks? That's the chicken pox. Flies in my eyes and there's bees in my knees and there's ants in my pants and what else? Don't let them bite us. You'll get appendicitis. The place freely jumps. Guess we all got the mumps. Turn on some lights and let's kill those termites. I'm turning blue. Guess I must have the flu. And there's malaria in the area. Malaria in the area. Lightning bug in the old fruit jug. Hear them knocks? That's the chicken pox. There's flies in my eyes and there's bees on my knees and there's ants in my pants and what else? Get 'em, Jack. Don't let 'em bite us. You'll get appendicitis. The place really jumps. Guess we all got the mumps. Turn on some lights and let's kill those termites. I'm turning blue. Guess I must have the flu. And there's malaria in the area. Malaria in the area. Lightning bug in the old fruit jug. Hear them, hear those knocks? That's the chicken pox. Flies in my eyes and there's ants in my pants and there's bees on my knees and what else? Get 'em, Jack.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, that's how you shake things up here.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, one and all. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and that was just kicking things off. Tom Nestor.
Yes.
Son of famous Larry Nestor out of Chicago. And
with malaria in the area.
Yes. Sounds very, yes. Very 50s poppy driving.
Very novelty. But we like that.
Yes, we do.
And we need more people to send us music like
yes,
that.
Yes, we do. We do have a new band.
Oh.
New band alert. Oh. The Baby Shakes.
Nice.
Don't shake the baby.
Are they from the U.S.? Yep. Or, okay. From the good old USA. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. We'll be playing them a little bit later. Probably do some of our all-time favorites to ring in the new year. Bob Goblins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the classics.
Yes.
That we've discovered.
The last week's classics.
Last week's classics. Here are this week's something.
Leftovers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So 2016 is now upon us.
Yes, sir. It's going to be an interesting year.
It's better be a better year.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least we hope the music will get better and better as our show keeps going and more bands send us stuff. So that's what we're all about.
I keep new shaking music, trees, begging.
Shake the tree, man.
Sending my form letter saying, you guys are pretty awesome. Yeah. How about you let me use your stuff?
Exactly,
and that's what you got to do, I guess.
Yeah.
For the indie stuff anyway, you know. Which, hey, indie circuit, indie stuff, get it?
Got
wink,
it.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know, Bob's your uncle.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, let's play some music, man.
All right, hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, here's some more music.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
We'll be right back. It's a tough, fast life. Live hard, love hard, and I know it inside and out. I'm Kathy. Don't let the sweet name fool you. I ride with the meanest. I'm one of hell's bells on wheels. I've had everybody, but nobody's had me, not yet. And then Dan rode into my life, and I found myself in the middle of a three-way game, a jealous game. Jippo, Tampa, Crazy John, and Redbeard. They were my friends, but they traded me for a lousy chunk of shiny hot chrome. So I wound up with Dan, part of his crazy trip. 120 miles an hour towards nothing. I called him cowboy, but he called my bluff. And that ain't easy when you're one of Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells, in color, starring Jeremy Slate, Adam Rourke, and Jocelyn Lane. You'll believe it when you see it. This picture is rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was the Baby Shakes on the early, just before the break there. I put Come Back Home, Love Machine, Running Through the Night, and Sugar High.
Sugar High. I'm kind of like on a sugar high right now.
Yeah, you had some Coca-Cola and a couple of candy bars.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Rock and roll music. Yeah, and yeah, I'm just loving it. Loving it.
I'm a more traditional just coffee, you know, slow burn coffee, you know, nonstop.
Yeah, a couple of pots of coffee.
We'll be playing a lot more of Baby Shakes. Very poppy, punky, fun, kind of cool band, you know.
Yeah, new wavy.
Exactly.
Like that movie Get Crazy that we watched on Slow Robot. That's our other podcast, by the way. Yeah. Slow Robot a Go Go.
We have numerous podcasts. One of them is a B movie podcast, which is why you often get the I played Hell's Bells trailer going into the break
biker
and stuff.
Movie, yeah.
I like we love it. We love the old grimy, dirty, weird B movie.
Yes,
so,
we do.
We can't get enough
from our days of childhood.
Yes.
Yore. We never saw the movie. We never did the movie Yore, did we?
Yeah,
we should do Yore.
That's
yeah.
A crazy movie.
Yeah, those barbarian epics or whatever.
Yes.
But at any rate, yeah. So that was a little reference.
So we were talking on our music break. We were saying this is show 99. Stampeding head first into 100 shows.
That's right. Next week, 100 shows.
Coming up soon is our 2-year anniversary.
I know, it's insane, man.
It is insane in the membrane.
It's insane in the membrane, yeah, right. What was the band that did that?
Cypress Hill.
They're not around anymore, are they?
No, I got a lot of their stuff, though.
Do you really?
I actually like Cypress Hill. They're a very different kind of
band. Oh, my God, we got to talk about this. And this week, we'll do more of it on BOD, but there's another other podcast, Bunch of Dorks, which you can find out in podcast land. Or
holy,
whatever.
Lots of plugs.
Yeah, really. Getting the live plugs in.
It's just like we're watching that one other one. Is it Two Dimension Podcast?
Two Dimension. That's a comic book podcast with no direction.
So
look it up.
Basically, what we're saying is we are your pop culture one-stop shop.
Yes.
B-movies, music, indie music.
Hub of entertainment.
Hub of entertainment. Word. Bunch of Dorks is just stupidity. And then comic books.
Oh, my God. You got to show me how to do this. This week was, like, so frustrating. I haven't been able to send I've got these albums that I want to send to a friend of mine, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I cannot find a way, a packaging to mail them. It's like, I've read online that you could buy record mailers. I went to, all these
place I sent you?
But that's online, isn't it?
Well, Uline. You'd buy them online. They'd send them to you.
But I wanted to go to a brick and mortar place or whatever. But none of these office joints have them.
No.
I'm thinking maybe the record store might have them. Bananas or something like that.
You could call them, but you're gonna have to buy them online at Uline.
That's insane. It's like
in the membrane. You're gone insane.
Yeah,
you got no brain.
Okay, yeah, right. I didn't expect that.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, I know. I keep forgetting about that old thing.
That wacky Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, bad times, man. Bad times.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right. So, what are we looking forward to for 2016? Every year when you ring in the new year, you kind of maybe you look back on the year before and kind of think how bad it was. Which in my case was the worst year of my life.
Bad.
But then you look forward, you kind of have hope or hopeful,
I don't know. I don't have any resolutions to make. I'm just hoping for the best.
Yeah. That's all you can do, really.
You know, that's just the way it is, man. You know, that's just the way it is.
Well, here's some music. Here's some music to, you know, maybe uplift some spirits.
Yes, let's
uplift
everybody. That's what we're all about. Cheerfulness.
Yeah, cheerfulness, man.
You little, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
Do you dream of dying lovers asleep on concrete paper covers? Betray the skin and you discover that you're still here and it's not over. In the dark, something vaguely clear makes it still worth.
Girded heavens. Views.
of you. You shout them through electric fences. From your chair into the lens, through the wires and into the minds of poor believers, to turn the words into arrow and fire. Oh. World, another world. is below. There is snow, frozen scenes that no one wants to know. In the snow, usually this time of year, birds are here from south. Presently there's no telling up from.
Nice. Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I will go. Hey, go. And why don't you go to these new places that you can go check out our musings, as it were.
Oh.
If you like the way we speak, you might really love the way we type and write.
Oh, you mean our blogs.
We both have blogs that you should go to early and often.
Aren't we clever young men?
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Yours is, like, crazy popular.
People love comics, man. Destination Nightmare, comic book blog.
So what's the
people love them.
Yeah, what's the web address? How do they get
there? www.creatforever.com or just Google Destination Nightmare blog, and there's a thousand postings on there with a thousand comic book stories.
And yours is the top one on that search because it's amazing. Like,
yeah, there's a lot.
So much traffic. Mine, not so popular, but hey.
You're starting.
I'm starting out.
You're the little engine that could.
I'm hoping. Mine's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. So,
yes.
What is it? www.thewannabehotrodder.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if the does in front of it. Ugh. See, I don't know. I just write the post.
Just Google it. You'll find it. It's on there.
You'll
I've done
find
it before.
It.
And you can go to my Destination Nightmare blog, and you can find the Wannabe Hot Rodder and
just
all that
links.
Stuff. And the creature feature and all our stuff.
There's just links everywhere. So, yeah, why don't you go check out those blogs? If you're sitting in a cube farm somewhere, toiling away under the oppression of the whip and the thumb, maybe it'll brighten your day.
The man, dude.
Yeah, man, bringing you down.
Mama, Mickey is an astrologer.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
Good evening, folks. It's nice to have you with us. And we think you'll agree it's great to go to a drive-in show.
A drive-in show.
To go. Especially our drive-in, where movies are better than ever.
Great fun going. The movies we're always showing are the best here at our show, drive-in show.
The best in entertainment and the best in facilities, too. All the comforts of home. Restrooms are located in the snack bar building, and if you want to heat up supper for your little one, just bring his bottle to the snack bar. We'll be happy to take care of it free of charge. And folks, when you start thinking of something to eat, our snack bar is open and serving up delicious home-style food from a menu that'll make your mouth water. There's a big selection of sandwiches, including hot dogs, tender, juicy, and red hot. We have lots of hot popper fresh popcorn, too, a crispy treat to enjoy all evening long. And of course, with all the good food, you're going to want something cool and refreshing to drink. So stop by the beverage counter and call out your order for a jumbo-sized cup of ice-cold Coca-Cola, America's favorite soft drink. For the taste of your life, enjoy Coca-Cola, here and now. It's the real thing, Coke.
Thank you.
Oh my God! So much music. That was Bob Goblins on one half. Then there was a commercial break. Then Bob Goblins. Then there was the drive-in theater.
There was a drive-in theater promo.
Which is always funny. And then we played Werewolf Freakout Man.
Yeah, that's an interesting song. I don't know where it comes from, but we have it.
It was. I think we got it from. It was one of the B movies we watched.
It was one of the. Is it one of the B movies? Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost sure it was one of the B movies. You grabbed it because it was just so weird.
Yeah.
It was like Werewolf Bikers or something.
No, I don't know if that. I don't know if that was on. What was that one? Werewolves on Wheels. I think. Psychedelic Werewolf Freakout was in that collection of radio trailers or whatever. It's in the middle
okay.
of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Again, I don't know where it comes from, but if anybody out there knows, please let us know.
And then, everyone knows, of course, what I played after that, because I'm not ringing in the new year without my girls. Lulu's Marble. I don't know. I'm not going to name his songs. I forget them.
They're in Japanese characters, aren't they?
No, these are normal. It's a Koi Shiru, La La La, Psych Di Gogo, Blue Mau Mau, and Lue Lue, which is just off the charts screaming.
Would that be Louie Louie?
Yes, it would.
Oh, okay.
Like you've never heard before.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Boy, you know, one of the things that is sad about 2016 is it's an election year. And I'm tired of it now, and it's
Let's
not.
Let's get it over with.
We have 11 months of this garbage.
Oh, fun!
Oh, I hate
We're gonna have 11 months of like trash.
I hate our political process so much because you know what? In the long run, it doesn't matter. They're gonna get in. They're gonna deal with the quagmire, the slog fest of our Congress, and nothing happens because we are. Too bloated.
Not just our Congress.
We're too bloated to do anything. We're just a hard.
We need to be a lean, mean fighting machine.
No, all we do is fight. We don't do anything. None of the leaning part or the meaning part.
Everything is a fight, dude. It's not just fighting other countries. Everything is a fight. It's nothing's easy anymore.
So
you know?
Stupid.
Lucha, lucha libre. That's Spanish for wrestling, but
yes.
You know, fight is. Lucha is fighting in Spanish.
So we need an alien invasion to like kind of get us focused. You know what I mean? Like wake us up a little bit. Focus,
really?
Everyone. Okay. Let's focus on what's important.
Well, I don't know. I mean, conspiracy people can tell you, you know,
yes.
Whatever. I don't know. We're not conspiracy people.
You know, and that's one of the funny things whenever I hear, oh my God, oh, I'll save it for POD. A conspiracy nut grabbed hold of me up at up at Sam Ash. I was there looking at a guitar because I was trying to see about it, and this guy started talking about stuff, and I was like...
What about the Wood and Gibson guitars or something?
No, we were talking about guitars, and then literally in the mid-sentence, he starts talking about how the forefathers were all liars, and I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, and this was like that tinfoil hat crazy.
Yeah, right.
This is that special crazy where you're like... Can I just kill this guy? Is it legal just to kill him here? No, it isn't.
No, it's not legal.
But I'm going to save it for BOD so I can really expound a bit more on this
story. Did you get a guitar while you were there?
No, I went up to look at... I was thinking about getting a Telecaster to do those brewery stickers on.
Uh-huh.
See, I've been saving up all these craft breweries that we've been going to, and I'm going to just take a guitar and totally coat the entire body with stickers
right. And
put the electronics back on. So I went up there to test a Telecaster out. And then I found out these necks are way too small for my big fat fingers. So,
wow. No.
So what I ended up getting was a used Epiphone SG.
Really?
So, yeah. And this
How much?
I paid $175 for it, but it was the upper level model
with
a real nice pickups and everything. So I'm not even going to do anything to it other than take it apart, clean everything down, like make it, polish it out, then put the stickers on it, then put it back together.
Sam Ash sells used guitars?
No. I just was up there to test it, and I was going to Craigslist it up.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, you know what? That's it for this show. Oh, my God, we're out of time. Welcome, 2016. You better be kind to us, because we need
some... We're going
to
kick your butt.
We need some help. My name is Mal. With me, as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we are looking forward to an entire year of Indie Circuit with you, listener.